This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The popular revolt in Syria has dragged on for 7 months now, and President Bashar al-Assad shows no sign of buckling under the pressure of the uprising or Western sanctions. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that the Assad government is playing for time with a massive security presence in the Syrian capital.
In Damascus, the courtyard of the Umayyad Mosque, the largest in the city, is a peaceful place. Even the soldiers and security men seem relaxed, here to suppress any sign of protest in the heart of the capital. 22-year-old Renin Hassan, on an outing with her family, stops to feed pigeons that roost in the square.
Yes, it's very good and quiet and a very peaceful place.
And what do you think about what's happening in the other places?
I think it's not that big much case to speak about Syria.
Those other places, cities and villages outside the capital, still mount demonstrations, but in smaller numbers than before. Hassan dismisses the anti-government revolt.
They are young people, young women, young men, so don't give a damn to them.
An official government escort is with me when a merchant insists there is no anti-government demonstrations at all. He's convinced by confessions he sees on state television, men who say they are with al-Qaeda. The Arab satellite channels and Western media that broadcast videos of peaceful protest, that's all lies, he says.
Do you watch Al Jazeera?
No, Jazeera. No Jazeera, no Arabia, no BBC.
Never.
After nearly 8 months of protest and a crackdown that's left more than 3,000 people dead, the regime can still count on this base of support. Despite some army defections, the Syrian military and security forces are intact. Syrian officials seem confident, according to sources who have regular contact with insiders.
We are ending a period of confrontation between government and some demonstrator. Nobody can win the battle in the street.
That's Wada Abed-Rebo, editor of Al-Watan, a pro-government daily. The relentless government campaign and mass arrests have taken a toll. And the government is confident, says human rights activist Wissam Tarif.
They are trying to manage the uprising by security forces, which they have done that in a lot of cities. But the big question is how they make it sustainable. It is manageable, but it's not sustainable. And that is the real challenge.
While the street protests appear to be losing momentum, Syrian politics is in a new phase. For the first time in decades, political groups outside government control are beginning to assert themselves. A coalition of dissidents has united outside the country. Inside Syria, these government opponents are trying to win public support. The meeting is led by Dr. Abdulaziz Al-Khayr, a former political prisoner.
There is no way out of this without politics. Syria is still in a tunnel where there is no light seen up till now.
This is a dangerous time, Khayr says. Protesters feel abandoned by the international community. There are increasing calls for armed rebellion. Now, the Arab League is pushing negotiations between the regime and the newly formed opposition by the end of this month. Khayr fears the Syrian regime will miss the chance by rejecting the offer.
Most of those who hold power believe we don't need to talk with anyone. Kill whatever needed to be killed, and we will rule for a long, long, long time again.
Do you think that's possible?
Never. Syria has changed indeed.
The protest movement is changing too. Here, a group of men swarm a Syrian tank and capture the gunner. Wassam Tarif says the regime's crackdown doesn't solve the problem, but only buys time.
The minute they pull the troops out, the minute they give the security forces less powers, people will go out and protest again and again until Bashar al-Assad and his regime crack and leave the country.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.